Well, if I could come up with $500 million, I would do a new movie. And it would start out like a normal Star Trek thing for made for TV movie. Two nights, 3 hours, four hours. And then when they cut away into the commercial, they'd come back and it would be Battlestar Galactica, the new one. Get all them guys together, because the one gal from this on the new Hawaii 5-0, and end up all mixed up with whatever that was, Stargate SG-1. Just beaming out of the Enterprise and they end up in that wormhole and they end up over here. You know, you could think of, if somebody did that with Star Wars online, they mixed Star Trek with Star Wars. And I have that. I've recorded that off onto my other computer. Do a computer search, Star Trek versus Star Wars, and see what you find. I was like freaked when I saw that. It was absolutely, I had to watch it a dozen times. I was laughing so hard.
Oh, yeah. Are you still pissed off, Ricky?
No, Ricky, you see, I don't get a check from the government. I don't get anything. I gotta make every dollar I earn on my own. And, it's funny.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, food service is no picnic.
I don't care if you're rich or not, the economy sucks and everybody's fucking scratching.
But you know, that's always been the case. There's always been somebody down there in the bottom third of the economy that's been scratching. There's down there, you know, chicken scratching to get by. So, you know, I get my time at Taco Bell. You don't work for these different places, you do time there. I did time at Taco Bell, I did time at Burger King, I did some time at McDonald's.
Shit. You know, I've never done fast food. I worked at restaurants. I was busboys and stuff back when I was a teenager. But I never worked at a fast food joint. I think I doubled with somebody.
Somebody's singing about Obama out there, and I was just ignoring him.
No, I was just saying, I've never worked for a fast food restaurant. But I've worked for some restaurants in Littleton when I was a kid.
Welcome to RT's Burger Haven. May I take your order?
Well, let's see. I worked at the IHOP down there. I was a busboy. And what was that wine restaurant? Well, what was that? Northwood Inns or something like that down on Littleton Boulevard? I was a busboy there for a while when I was 18 or something. But never worked in a fast food restaurant.
Well, here's the problem with it. When you have somebody that's 18 years old trying to supervise 40 and 50 year old people, the years are just wrong. They might be the best manager you could ever have, but there's just still in people's minds there's something wrong with that picture. So I usually did best when I dealt directly with the store manager, which usually was somebody that wasn't 18 years old. They were usually older than that.
Well, 19.
What's this guy out there rumbling about in the distance? I don't know.
Well, hey, man, I don't know what ghost you've got in your radio, man. I haven't heard anybody out there but us.
Well, it might be somebody on Santa Fe over here. Remember, I'm up the hill from Santa Fe, so I can hear Santa Fe stuff along Santa Fe all the way until it gets clear down there almost to Castle Rock before it kind of goes around the corner.
Wow.
Shut up. Yeah, well, you shut up, Dick. You need to use the radio. Say you need to use the radio. Well, stand by. Otherwise.
Well, yeah.
They'll get over it.
Yeah, they'll get over it. They need to break this. And they need something to start transmitting. Eventually, they'll get what they need. If not, well, darn it.
Well, once you got to get in the truck, and I'd like to drill through for something to get at your house on that fucking mobile, acting like you're all cool.
Oh, yeah, it's quiet on my end. And I'm only getting about one inch in the noise, whatever's out there, so that's not much. There's something in there, I can tell. Some little fella.
I think maybe he should be answering the tape and you got it. So, you know, little
feller,
if you need something, go right ahead.
Well, the only attention he got is from you, because nobody else can hear him.
Yeah, must have taken his own advice.
Well, you know, that's what this band was designated for, was short-distance communication. So, that's pretty short-distance communication. Come out. Yuck, yuck.
Well, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to do that long-distance communication.
Well, unfortunately, we could not talk to the International Space Station because it's higher than 150 miles straight up. So I think there's a problem.
Then I think they operate on a different frequency, too.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it.
I get it. But
well, I heard somebody in there say something about Sputnik.
Hey, you're here.
I wonder if it's still up there or did it come down?
What? Sputnik? That came down 30 years ago. It came down a long time ago.
Yeah, landed in my backyard.
That. It landed in the ocean or something.
Oh, dude, we get all kinds of crap falling from space, man. It's just a junkyard up there floating around satellites that don't do anything anymore.
NASA TV had a thing about how that's becoming a problem. And they want to figure out a way how to clean it up. So they came up with this couple of different ideas, and this one was the best one. They had this robot spaceship with this huge net behind it to help with strain the rope just flying around the Earth, scooping up whatever it would scoop up in that net.
Just think what you can recycle out of all that, man. That stuff's got to be worth some kind of money.
Well, then somebody's got to go up and get it out of the net. My thought would be to plunge that through the atmosphere and burn it up. But you know, there is a lot of gold and silver and platinum on that, some of that shit. Might be a good idea to salvage it.
What? Sure. So we could, like, get a plane ticket out there and get the gold and the silver off of that. It costs you more to get out there and get the goddamn thing, you know, for the metal on it.
Program. Now there's some really low audio there on somebody.
I'm with Starbringer. What'd you do?
I didn't grip the damn microphone tight enough.
I hate it when that happens.
New mic's hard to get used to. Gotta throw a death grip on it. Yeah, just program a space Roomba and get your space age vacuum cleaner up there doing space age recycling collectors.
Yeah. Well, mainly because it's gonna start causing problems with spacecraft and stuff they're flying around. All the resources on this world will be used up.
A mother Earth has got to rid herself of all the parasites called human beings.
We're going to get, you know, one of our satellites that they shot out decades ago is now at the outer reaches of our solar system, reporting back on stuff. And it's going to get out there, and I'm going to tell you, they're going to find that buoy out there that the aliens put out there warning the rest of the galaxy to stay away from that third planet. Like that one episode or Twilight Zone episode or something where the aliens had convicted one of their aliens of a horrendous crime, but because in their culture they could not kill their own kind. Hell, let's take it over here to Earth and drop it off. Just have him showing up, it's going to freak him out and they'll kill him, which is exactly what happened. And then the Earthlings were all freaked out when they told them that and thanked them for taking care of that.
Well, I think they should have been executed.
Yeah, I watch too much Science Channel.
Well, that's a no-shitter.
But that thing on invisibility was really cool. They're actually able to do it, sort of.
You know what, Dan? I'd be so into science fiction and all that if reality wasn't such a big deal.
That may keep some of us from going crazy.
Yeah.
No, that's Ricky's line. You're supposed to say, on that end.
Yeah.
And then seeing hardcore scented mud on an episode of Voice to the Bottom of the Sea a week or so back, I was laughing through that whole thing because he played the same kind of scoundrel.
Man, you like watching entirely too much TV, Deadhead. I mean, what do you do? What do you do about 8 hours a day of TV? I mean, really? Do you have that thing on 8 hours a day?
No, right now I'm watching The Yard Show. It's a show about my front yard. And another show called Backyard. A show about my backyard.
That's it. You watch entirely too much TV.
Well, I should have been in the film business. You know, I went to college, you know, to learn how to do some of that stuff. But because of my health, I was unable to really continue, so. Because that's one of those, 28-hour-a-day jobs.
I was giving shit, Deadhead. I understand, man. I used to be a TV freak. Well, I just still am, but I don't watch it a lot. I used to watch TV a lot, man, and I understand that. Just give it a shit.
Well, I'll give it right back.
Oh, yeah?
Got to see the Perry Mason set when they were shooting that here in Denver. That's a new one. Over here off of Alameda and the railroad tracks off of I-25 there in Alameda, where that huge dish is that was up there, that's a humongous film studio back in there is what that is. They were like a supply house for equipment. You could go in there and rent this 4-story crane. You could go in there and rent these 15,000-watt lights for lighting. Everything from microphones, cords, whatever you needed for your video production. You could go in there and rent.
Come on here, Dave. You gotta have some stuff over there that you want to put on eBay.
I'm talking on it.
You want to put your nice radio on eBay?
Well, I tell you, lately I've been thinking about it again because of all the crap that's going on.
And he's always doing that.
If people keep trying to talk me into getting a ham license, well, hell, half the hams that were on there are on the TV. So, why would you want to go up there with all of them that are on? So, I don't know. Babbling shit more than anything right at the moment.
Well, Jesus Christ, David, I wasn't even talking about all that. I was just saying, you got to get stuff over there you want to put on eBay. Let's make some money, man. Trying to do a business deal and get it all emotional on the end.
Oh, I was just rambling, like I said, but yeah, I don't have anything. I've got an 8-track player, a recorder by Pioneer over here that somebody might want, but it does have a, the last I knew, it had a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.